This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Crude oil lost about 1% or so. Today, the U.S. benchmark West Texas Intermediate closed at $48.84 a barrel. That's plus or minus where it's been for a good long while now, which is forcing energy companies selling power from other sources to have a good long look at their bottom lines. Exhibit A, nuclear plants. Specifically for us today, plants built decades ago on the Great Lakes. Plenty of fresh water to use in cooling the reactors, lots of jobs for towns on the lakeshores, and taxes to feed the coffers. Now, though, economic history is unwinding itself. Rebecca Thiel reports.
I meet Mike Neese at a marina in South Haven, Michigan. Palisades Nuclear Power Plant sits about 5 miles down the beach. It's expected to close next year. Neese worked there for a short time in the 80s.
It's just a very sad thing, and I think it's not only going to affect us economically, but socially, the town will change as well, since it's going to be pretty much summer homeowners and summer rentals, and we're going to miss that neighborhood and that community feel.
But other residents, like Rosemary Thurber, are happy to see the plant go. Palisades is one of the oldest nuclear power plants in the country and has had several emergency shutdowns.
If we had an accident, a really bad accident, we would lose our tourist industry. We would lose our orchards, our agriculture, our wineries, just everything that I like about this part of the world.
Several nuclear plants are shutting down nationwide thanks to changes in the energy sector. Gene Grichek is with the American Nuclear Society, a group made up of workers in the nuclear industry. He says natural gas prices are at rock bottom right now.
They've just reduced the price of electricity to the point that the operators of nuclear power plants find it very difficult to compete.
And nuclear doesn't receive as many tax credits for energy production as wind and solar. Closing nuclear power plants can devastate a small town. And not just because people will be out of work.
We're talking about some highly skilled, intelligent people. And it's disappointing to think that we'll lose some of those people.
That's Van Buren County Administrator Doug Coltra. He says Palisades employees are often community leaders. They're soccer coaches and school board members.
Rachie, you'll be turned into me by when?
Friday.
When's the break period end?
Friday.
This middle school math class, like the rest of Covert schools, gets about half its funding from taxes on Palisades nuclear plant, $4 million a year. Most of Covert students are low income. Many are minorities. But for 3 years in a row, the district has outperformed similar schools. Superintendent Bobby Moorhead says those dollars make a difference.
Our children, they definitely beat the odds every day.
Most school districts in Michigan set aside 5% of the money left over at the end of a budget year as kind of a rainy day fund. Covert is setting aside 65% in anticipation of the plant closing. The memory of Palisades will continue on long after it closes. Its owner, Louisiana-based Entergy Corporation, will have to tear down the buildings and clean up any contamination at the site. That could take up to 60 years. And the radioactive waste will stay on until the federal government finds a permanent storage site for spent nuclear fuel. Val Gent is the senior communications specialist for Palisades. She says the waste will be safe in 20-foot-tall canisters.
The casts are steel and concrete, weigh thousands of pounds, and can withstand natural disasters.
But residents like Neese aren't as confident.
I'm sure it's as safe as they can possibly make it, but to know that it's sitting there on the beach is not a comforting thing.
The local utility still has to end its agreement with Entergy. If that isn't approved by the State Public Service Commission, the company says it will reevaluate its plans. I'm Rebecca Thiel for Marketplace.